This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
We're doing something really cool this week by trying to raise enough money to get a veteran a service dog. For more information, text the word DOG, D-O-G, to our text line, 312-946-4995. Got all the information right there in one place for you, as well as a place to donate. But for right now, with a Monday morning comes our chance to just let it all out. Because we know that the case of the Mondays is internal. And when you let it out, you feel better about it. Which is why we started a list. Not just any list, but the list. The list is an ongoing list of things that just really grind our gears, that annoy us, that frustrate us, and we vent about them. Guys, do you have anything you want to add to the list this week?
Oh, yeah.
Do I?
I got one, too.
Oh, okay. Kyle, you seem very animated about it.
Very much so.
Yeah. But
I know you guys are going to be partially annoyed by it, and I'll hand up it is about running.
But it's
not what you think, and I won't brag about the half marathon that I'm doing in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
But instead, because the weather is getting nice, people need to know this. What I'm adding to the list are the people who are on trails, bike trails, running trails, walking trails, whatever.
Sure.
And decide to go three wide and make it impossible to pass.
Yeah.
This is my biggest gripe. When people are out, you know, they're enjoying the weather, and I want them out there.
Sure.
You know, it was a beautiful day in the city yesterday. There was not a cloud in the sky. Perfect day to be out, especially for Mother's Day. But the amount of people who don't have the spatial awareness to realize, like, hey, like, bikes are gonna zoom by you. There are runners that have to kind of dodge you and kind of go around you. And if certain areas, it's extremely difficult to do. And, like, I don't want to be rude because it's not like I'm going fast. I'm trying to. What's going on? But when you have to run and then almost come to a stop, it's like, it's just tough to get it going.
The momentum. 100%. It takes away the momentum.
100%.
But people do the same thing on sidewalks.
Yes.
With family.
Yes.
And Mel, I'm glad you brought up sidewalks.
The whole entire sidewalk.
I talk about it with my wife all the time, both in the city and in the burbs.
Yep.
Sidewalk etiquette needs to be taught in schools.
It is ridiculous.
They need to put lines down the sidewalks.
In the past few weeks of running, as more and more people have gotten out, the amount of times that I'm playing sidewalk chicken with people that be like, I'm literally sticking to the furthest right lane and you are taking it up seven wide. Your conversation can stop for 2 seconds.
You know,
people.
When someone's like 100 yards out walking towards my wife and I, I'll be like, get in formation and we just go one wide.
Yes.
All the way to give the other person enough space to get by.
I know.
It's not that hard.
Not that hard. So, people going three wide or not having sidewalk etiquette, you're added to the list.
I might add that to the list this week, too.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to add it, too. Three times.
All right, so when we come back, Melissa and I will add something to the list. But if you have anything you want to add to the list, 312-946-4995. Send us something via text line, or if you want to call in, let us know what you are adding to the list. And we're going to add it to the list. Coming up next.
He's still angry.
It's Monday. we're adding things to the list.
I don't like your growling.
I am growling, Mel. I'm growling at just the case of the Mondays that I've gotten. We are letting it out with an ongoing list of things that grind our gears. Kyle just added people who go three ride on a running trail, not having any sidewalk etiquette for those that are trying to run by or walk by them.
It's the worst. Jinx.
Melissa, what are you adding to the list this week?
I had a very lovely dinner with 9 other friends. At a, you know, we did a Mother's Day brunch.
Oh, very nice.
You're adding that to the list?
So nice.
Yeah. What are you adding to the list?
And at the end of this wonderful dinner, and everybody's laughing and getting along, someone brought up politics.
No!
They
the
brought
worst.
Up
in
politics.
2025?
Yes.
2025.
And I thought, and then somebody else responded to the politic, and then somebody else said something about that something.
And it's an avalanche. That is literally just, it snowballs into just a conversation that you want to get out of as soon as possible.
Don't we all know, no matter what, you don't bring up politics?
You don't do it.
Because then it all starts rolling, and I thought, you know what? I'm adding politics to the list.
Finally. You know what?
I want to air it.
Well done, Mel. It is so annoying. Guys, just keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself.
Like, I want to have a nice dinner.
Talking politics on the list? Or
you
just politics in general?
Politics are going on the list.
Okay. We got a couple of text messages into our text line from the 815 when we have to go to school and work on Mondays. That's a good one.
Mondays.
I don't know.
Add them to the list.
Surprise, that's not on the list already. From the 847, having mini heart attacks because you think you're late for work because the sun is up early now.
Yeah,
are we really complaining, though?
No, not complaining.
Just
but
the
I do.
Heart attack.
It
part.
Is the heart
okay.
attack. Heart yeah, attack. It's the scariness of like, oh my gosh, am I late for work?
Yeah.
I don't want to see the skyline on my drive in, right?
I know, right?
From the 708, when there is a massive line at checkout and the customer wants to tell the cashier their life story.
Yeah, let's
come
keep
on.
The chit chat.
Speed it up.
Speed it up.
All right, guys, the thing I am adding to the list is airport related.
Okay.
You know, I went on that 24-hour trip from Friday into Saturday. You know what? I'm just going to come out and say it. The thing I am adding to the list this week is the lack of seating in airports. I swear, if an airline is filled with 150 people, there's at least 75 chairs for people to sit in when waiting for that flight to arrive.
At most.
And then it's like, why? Like, can we just add some more seats? Like, what are we doing? And I understand. Stand midway is tight to begin with.
Okay.
So like it's, you know, you kind of have to like stand on each other's shoulders just to wait for your plane to land.
There's room there for seats though.
There's definitely room for some seats there. We
they can
do with one less Hubbard Inn and one more section of more seating.
Yeah. Do you know how many times I've sat on the floor?
Oh my gosh,
there's
yes.
no seats.
You know how many times I've had to go to the bar before my flight? I don't want to get a beer, but I have to get a seat.
What are we doing, airport architects? Just build more room for seating. For all of us. Enough standing while waiting for my flight. I want to sit. And can we get chargers, too? Is that too much to ask to get the chargers for every seat? Enough for everyone. So airport seating. Politics. Going 3 wide on a friggin' trail when someone's trying to run by.
You're added to the list.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.